Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
Morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Couple audio technical problems, but anyway.
You couldn't hear our song, so you didn't get to sing along, but I could hear it, so I did for us both.
The main thing is I hope it shows up on the podcast, but I don't know. I do not know. I get so frustrated how every week at the same setup with the same equipment, nothing changes, and every week there seems to be a problem. It's like a little gremlin in there. Just, oh well, if that's the worst thing that happens today, it's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a great day. And it's funny because I don't know why, but ever since you mentioned it, and of course, I think it's on a lot of people's mind. It's like when you take a, and I'm going to probably not even use the right terminology, like any kind of a plug, computer plug, HDMI. Well, not HDMI because it's obvious, but the other plugs that you try to put them in and you're like, oh, it's 50% chance, but it doesn't matter. It's like always upside down. It's
USB, always, always. And I'll look at it and I'll go, okay, this is your first thought, so I'll turn it around.
Yeah.
And that's got to be right because your first thought, no, no.
No.
It's unreal.
Oh, it's a little.
It's funny the amount of people that have agreed with that. So anyway, here we are doing the Chivalrous Guys, the holiday episode. It's 2 days before Christmas.
2 days to go to Christmas. It's snowing here like crazy.
It's not today, but I've been shopping for 2 days. We're going to have a white Christmas for sure.
We are too, because it's minus 11 or something this morning. It was minus 16 yesterday. It's been really cold here in Tottenham, Ontario. But it is going to be a white Christmas, which as a Canadian or anybody who lives in a northern country, that's what you're hoping for. I mean, Bing Crosby said it. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I agree. It's minus 13 today in Riverview, New Brunswick. And you know what? I live in the place that used to be called the snow capital of the Maritimes. It hasn't been the last few years. We've had some green Christmases as of late.
Yeah.
So we're all very happy that it's going to be a white Christmas. It just doesn't feel the same when you get up on Christmas morning, look outside, and the birds are chirping, the grass is green, you know.
Yeah, somehow we've talked about it in previous podcasts, I guess, because I did live in California for a while, so there was no prospect of a white Christmas. It was never going to happen, but there is something, sort of just very iconic about the white Christmas and playing in the snow and throwing snowballs and whatever else you do. But I have also played golf on Christmas Day with my family in Florida. And I'm not going to lie and say that that wasn't a good Christmas. It was. There was.
I can see that. I'm not a golfer. I always kind of. The only other one was I love that song by, again, Bing Crosby. And that's
Mary Kalikimaka is the one.
Hawaiian Christmas Day, and there's something about being in Hawaii at Christmas I think would be cool.
Certainly nothing wrong with that. I could get into that.
I'm picturing Elvis over there singing Blue Christmas or something. I don't know.
Got the lays around your neck and you're just dancing on the beach and
I think that would be cool. That's the only other one that's ever really appealed to me.
And there's something, I don't know, like I think for sure when you're a kid, like a white Christmas, maybe you get a toboggan for Christmas. Or, that's a nice Canadian word, toboggan.
Yeah.
But as you get older, it's like, oh, God, it's snow. It's like shoveling. It's all these other things that come along. It's dressing up, getting all the clothes on.
Well, my wife likes a white Christmas, but she says she'd like to have a white Christmas and all to melt on January 2nd and go away. I don't mind. It's funny you said toboggan. Do you know what a toboggan is in like Tennessee?
I don't.
A toque.
A toboggan is a hat. Well, you're using the word toque as well. I mean, there are people out there that may not understand what a toque is. It's a very Canadian word. I'd never heard it until I moved here. It's a woolen hat.
Yeah, it's a beanie. It's a whatever you want to call it.
In the southern U.S., a toboggan is a hat.
Yes.
Weird.
I know you know that one of my favorite comedians is Nate Bargatze, and I listened to his podcast, and they had a whole discussion, and they did a because one of the guys is married to a Canadian and said Took, and they started talking about it, and they did a poll with all their listeners, and it came in like 84% of the people said a toboggan is what you call it, and nobody said Took, and some people said beanie.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, I learned something today. I don't know whether I'd be able to use that in the re for the rest of my life, but I appreciate sharing.
Think you would confuse a Canadian if you said toboggan, and they put, you want to put this wooden thing on your head, don't you?
Why
Yes.
aren't you wearing a toboggan today? It's so cold out.
But you know what? The 23rd's a funny day. When I remember, it's hard to describe. It's not that interesting either. But when I was a kid, I hated the 23rd. It was just too close to Christmas Eve. Like I started getting so excited, and it was just like I just wanted the 23rd to end so I could. I just because Christmas Eve we would, company would come. I love seeing my grandparents and cousins, and we'd get to open one present on Christmas Eve. That was a big deal, right? I opened one, and I loved Christmas Eve, and I was a big Christmas guy. But the 23rd I found annoying. So.
The 23rd is like that middle ground. You're like, okay, it's close, but it's not here, and there's nothing really going on today.
No.
So it's like, let's just get this day over and done with and move forward.
And a lot of time people are busy. Your parents were busy and they're baking or wrapping or they didn't want you around or whatever. Like it was just nothing day.
I'm sure there's a lot of people scrambling around today to do some last minute stuff, and maybe even tomorrow. I guess we'll talk about sort of some of our traditions in our houses. I've got a few things to do today, but not in a laborious way. I mean, just some little things to pick up. But
Well, I love the word laborious. Thank you.
yeah, no problem, no
Never
problem.
said that word in my life.
Haven't you? Okay.
I think I know what you mean. But yeah, I'm the same. I like my shopping's done. We don't go overboard by any means. We used to when the kids were little, but it's a lot more practical. But I'm excited still. I bought my wife stuff I think she needs and will like and yeah. I got to wrap a couple things and but nothing major. I got to go get some bagels and I got to go to the drugstore and but I'm done.
That's good. I realized, of course, I didn't look up the definition, but it seems fairly obvious, doesn't it?
Christmas? If it
Yeah, I
doesn't
mean,
if it doesn't say the birth of Christ, I'll be surprised.
I guess I should read it.
I know I'm rattling, but my stomach's a little upset, so I'm eating a cracker.
Okay, go ahead. Well, here's the definition. Christmas, the annual Christian festival celebrating Christ's birth, held on December 25th. In the Western Church. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
There's no secondary definition or anything like that.
Nope.
Okay. Well, you know what? It really shouldn't be. It's not even
Christmas
being religious.
festival, yeah.
That's what it is.
Matt, it's the English term Christmas is Mass on Christ's Day.
Makes sense.
Christ Mass, yeah.
I get, and we won't get too into this type of talk, but I know there's some people that they say you're not supposed to say Merry Christmas, you're supposed to say Happy Holidays. And I have a problem with that. And I'm not a truly religious guy. My problem with it is if I say to you Merry Christmas, one, that's a positive thing. I'm trying to be nice to you. And two, it is Christmas. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, it's like saying Happy Cinco de Mayo. It's on the 5th of May. It is what it is. Christmas is Christmas. Now, I also don't mind if you look at me and say Happy Kwanzaa or Happy Hanukkah. That's not insulting me. It's Hanukkah and you're wishing me a happy one. I get it. I understand that if a boss, like my boss Mike, if he sends an email out, he probably has to say Happy Holidays because he's dealing with a lot of different faiths.
100%.
But I don't think people should take. I wouldn't take offense if you wish me happy Hanukkah or whatever. It doesn't bother me at all. It's a nice wish.
I mean it, but it has come to light in whatever, I don't know, last 20, 30 years. I'm not sure when it sort of started. I think for a long time it was kind of just. It was normal just to say Merry Christmas, right? And then it became Happy Holidays. I mean, it became Happy Holidays in recognition, of course, that at least two-thirds of the world aren't Christian. I mean, I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but there's 2.5 billion people that are that celebrate or that recognize Christianity, right?
Yeah, I think there's more Muslims than Christians in the world, I
I
think.
would think so too, for sure. So I find myself cautious about it when I'm like out and about, but I think generally speaking, people are open to it. And I mean, a pure leader guy came to the door the other day, and I don't know, he was Muslim or Indian, or I know it's I don't know for sure, but I said, oh, it was Happy Holidays, and then we got into a conversation about Christmas, and he's like, oh, we celebrate Christmas. So, I think it's again,
I just don't think
I think the
it's.
terminology isn't necessarily the negative part of it. I'm not forcing it on anybody, that's for sure.
No, I don't mean that either.
Yeah.
I'm not taking one of those political stances like put the. It doesn't bother me at all. And if I
Yeah.
say Merry Christmas to you and you don't like it, I'm okay with that too. And I'll apologize and say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you."
Absolutely.
I'm not
Absolutely.
saying that. My point is that it's December 25th
Yeah.
is Christmas Day. It's not.
Yeah,
It,
it
even if you're a Muslim, that is still Christmas Day. I know that doesn't mean anything to you. I know it's not a special day for you. It doesn't change the
Yeah.
fact that it's Christmas Day. It's
Oh, and it's not like Muslims don't believe in Jesus Christ. Of course they do. They believe that he, was a Messiah, that he or a prophet, I guess, a prophet, not necessarily the Messiah, but they
well,
believe that he
Jewish people
existed.
believe in Jesus Christ. They think he was a troublemaker and they got rid of him, but they don't. No, I'm just kidding. I had an old Jewish lady that we were friends with one day said, "Your father reminds me of Jesus Christ, and he was a troublemaker too."
Oh my God.
I
Wow.
never forgot that. And then Renee, you know Renee,
Yeah. Yeah.
she loved Christmas. She
Right.
was a very faithful old Jewish woman.
Yeah.
Her grandkids called her Bubby. She was very stout and would defend it, but Christmas was her favorite holiday. She loved it. Tree, presents, all of it.
Okay.
Loved
Yeah.
it. See,
Yeah.
but it wasn't the religious thing for her. It was a beautiful celebration she liked to do. She
Yeah.
liked the other part of it.
Celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And I mean in well and actually Hanukkah is on Christmas Day this year.
Yes, that's been
Yeah.
a long time since that's happened. I
Yeah.
think that's
Yeah. So
very neat.
that's fun. Two religions combining celebratory days there, right? Which is
Absolutely.
great.
I always kind of liked the menorah and the eight candles, and
Yeah.
I always
Yeah.
thought that was interesting. I don't know why. I always
Yeah.
different gift every night, and
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. And look, on the other side of this, there are a lot of people that likely don't even believe in Jesus Christ that are like, yeah, I'm celebrating this.
For sure.
Right?
They're celebrating the Santa Claus version, the Coca-Cola version, you know.
Right. The Hallmark version. And there are so many variations of that too. Like if we get into like the historical aspect. So I did I as I do I do I did a little bit of research about some of the history of Christmas because, being half Swiss, whenever we were in Switzerland, and we were in Switzerland a few times for Christmas, Christmas Eve is the big night.
Oh, okay.
And so I was struggling to understand what that is. Well, it relates to the way the calendar works. So the idea in the original calendar, or actually even in the Jewish calendar, was that the next day started at sunset. Do you
Okay.
follow? So
Yeah.
like instead of sunrise being the start of the day, sunset is the start of the day. So in theory, like night sort of comes first and then the morning comes and then at sunset, that's when the day ends. So in theory, like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, like Christmas Day is the starts in the evening of Christmas Eve in our calendar, logically, right? So in Switzerland, yeah, you open all your presents on Christmas Eve. And there was this whole thing, man. I tell you, like this Sammy Klaus guy comes to your house, and he's dressed like in dark robes and chains and the whole bit. Yeah. Your mic is off. I can't hear you.
Does he say, "Who loves you, baby"?
No, he doesn't. He's
Well,
scary, dude. He's scary, and you have to
it's Sammy Davis.
you have to sort of do something to prove like you've been good. So like some people like play an instrument or recite a poem or like do like there's a little like test, okay? Yeah. And you know, in the modern version of it, like he wasn't going to everybody's house, but you like I think you pay for this guy to come to your house. And he came to my uncle's house. I think I recited some poetry. I can't remember what who else did what. But like if you decided that you were going to be a bad boy that day or a bad girl and you didn't do what like you were kind of were supposed to do, they actually like would put you in a bag and like take you out like and like put you, I don't know, do what with you for like a couple of hours and sort of teach you that you better be good
Are you sure
or you're.
only at the Crocombe House? Are you sure this was
No,
everybody?
dude, this was everywhere. This was people, anybody who sort of wanted to go through
There
this.
rats in the bag? Did they?
There were no rats. There were no rats. No. And
The bag?
my mom talked about her brothers like getting thrown in the bag and taken away with this scary dude, like on Christmas Eve day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're supposed to, Santa Claus is making his list and checking it twice, but I mean, that's just a little bit of thing to get you to be good. But
Yeah.
beyond, throw you in a sack and take you away.
I know. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You're blowing my mind. I never
I
heard of that.
know. I know. I know. It happened. I was there. I mean, I never saw anybody get thrown in the bag because we were all pretty good that day. But like this sort of this
Pretty
idea
set.
that, yeah.
I'd be writing Beethoven's Fifth if I had to. I don't want to throw it in the sack,
You
man.
know, it's a weird thing, but it kind of reminds, I know this is a weird connection, but like I think of Halloween. Like Halloween, you walk up to the door and you say trick or treat. How many people say, okay, let's go with a trick? Because I don't really feel like giving you a treat. Like they don't, right? So this is kind of the like to me there's a similarity here. It's like, you know, he's checking the list. He's gonna find out if you're naughty or nice. Well, how many kids have been naughty to the point where it's like, you know what, listen, I'm sorry, Jimmy, but you've been pretty naughty this year. There are no presents. Like, you know,
Oh.
you're gonna have to like fix this. But like in the same token,
Backpack, try again.
it is very much a time of reflection. The end of the year is coming. You know, people reflect on how they've been this year, what's happened in their lives, whatever, right? And then we go and then we do this like January 1st, we're doing resolutions. So it's like a new year, it's a new restart, and there's this whole kind of reflective period. And you know, when I thought a bit about Christmas and how, you know, the origins of it, of course it's a celebration. Of course it is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And it really like, yeah, of course there was an exchange of gifts. We all know of the three wise men who show up with the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right?
I want some myrrh.
Oh
Oh.
my God. If anybody is watching, listening, who has seen The Life of Brian, the Monty Python.
Yes. Oh,
Oh
yes.
yeah, she's like, okay, yeah, the gold, yeah, the frankincense, and she like shoves the wise man with the myrrh in the face. Like, I don't want any myrrh. What is that? The spice. It's a spice, right? Anyway,
Yeah,
it's
dude.
you know, so and to me the holidays, and I, again, as you get older, you reflect on it. It's about giving. It is about celebrating together. It's about, you know,
It's nice.
communion, generosity, kindness. It's that whole kind of idea. And you know, a lot of people, I think at this time, you know, all of a sudden like the, and again, I've been listening to a lot of Christmas music, but it's the bells on every corner, which is like the Salvation Army. Like the people would be there with the bells, right? And they'd be donating. People would be donating, they're giving money because there are people in need and you recognize that. Maybe you have a little extra, even if you don't have a lot extra, you're giving. But it's like, we focus it on this time of year, but it really, in theory, should kind of be like all around, like the whole year,
It should, yeah. I
right? So
mean, we in Moncton, there's a lady, don't know if she's still alive, but she owned an Irving and she always collected turkeys every Christmas. She would collect like 600, 700 turkeys or 1,500.
Wow.
It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And I always thought that was nice. I used to drop off turkeys to her, but I always thought, what do these people eat on the other days of the year?
Yeah, I know. I know.
But you shouldn't look at it. I understand you're right.
Yeah.
But a positive thing is a positive thing.
It is. It is. I'm not taking anything away from it. Of course, I'm not. It is positive for sure. And it is a good. It is one of the great aspects of this season, right? That it's.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Hold on
Yeah.
one.
What?
I'm going to pause just for 1 second.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, people gathering things, handing out turkeys. I actually, I'm not tooting my horn or anything, but I was part of Christmas in King for a long time, which is again, charitable food drive. And because I had a pickup truck, I was able to deliver food and canned goods and presents and things to, and again, it was run through all the churches in our area. And yeah, it's those kind of little things that are that really it's in the spirit of it. I don't want to like it's not like I mean yeah, it makes me feel good. I'm not going to say it doesn't. It's like okay, I can get out of my own way and not worry about what it is that I need and give some things to others. I've never done it, but I would honestly, I don't know why I haven't, but I'd love to like volunteer at a food bank, like doling out some soup. I think that's just
If, I know I haven't done that exact thing, but as we all know, I've said this for years. Listen, I like getting presents. I would never say I don't, but I like giving more than getting. My best Christmas memories are giving somebody something special that makes their socks off them. My goal is to have a tear shed when they open a gift. At least just one. Oh my gosh. And my goal was always to make sure that we set tight budgets. And then I always made sure that I went way over, so my wife felt bad about it after.
That is awful. You're a terrible person. You're on
Absolutely.
the naughty list for sure.
She go, but we had. Oh well, I don't
We
know.
always did that too. We would set a budget for the kids and then we would completely blow it.
Oh
But I
yeah.
don't know, for the kids it's different. But you're right. Like when you get adult, like honestly, I mean I've had my struggles this year. I'm not like super flush, so I've done a bunch of baking and different things, put some packages together with some variety of cookies and things that I made. You know what? I don't know. It's from my heart.
It's awesome. My son and his wife are on their way over here right now because every year she brings us a bunch of baking sweets that she does, and it means a lot.
I mean, you said knock your socks off. It's funny because I was thinking about like my dad. When you're a kid, it's like how many ties and socks can you buy your dad? Like it's like every year you go and you're like, oh, how about those socks? Or I don't know. It's just like.
I have a memory when I was about 5. I saved up $10 and Sears, the wish book can used to have first pages were like so many gifts under $5 and so many under $10. Instead of four parfait glasses. And I bought that for my mom with my own money, and I thought it was the most wonderful gift she's ever got in her life. I couldn't wait to give it to her. I thought, oh my gosh, she's gonna be blown away by these parfait glasses. I didn't like them, of course, but to me it was just like, it was
That's the shit.
And I thought it was just so special, but I have that memory. And just a couple of years ago, my daughter-in-law, I always told everybody that when I was a kid, my grandmother had one of those old like patchwork quilts you always see, like Roseanne Barr type stuff. I didn't get it. Someone else got hers after she died, and it always bothered me. And didn't she go and make me one herself and gave it to me for Christmas? And I bawled. Like it
I'm
meant
just,
so much to me. Like
yeah, that's great.
time to do that for me. It was unbelievable,
Yeah, I mean, so it's not that hard to go out and buy something, 100%.
But to take the time to crochet a quilt.
It's that's a big commitment.
My wife is a beautiful quilt maker, and she used to make people quilts. I remember she made my mom a quilt. My mom was a hard one to impress at Christmas, and Shonda made her this beautiful quilt, and mom was in tears. And she made both the boys' quilts and my sister a quilt. Like she was a beautiful quilt maker. But I think it was the fact that that would take Shonda months to make those.
course.
Oh, it
Yeah.
was
I mean,
yeah.
you're totally bringing back memories too. And I wouldn't have thought about it unless you just brought it up. But my Nana, my dad's mother, God rest her soul, she's passed a number of years ago. She would knit us socks and scarves and hats, I think. But you know, if you've ever received like a knitted sock, like it was no, I love her. It was like a board though. It was kind of like it was like a cardboard sock. Like you pull it on. It was really more of a slipper. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? It was
The
like so solid.
toe would stick out too far, and
Yeah.
but it was a nice touch. It was nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'd open it up and she would usually send probably some chocolates. And she would always send me stamps. I had a stamp collection when I was a kid, so she would like collect them from things that she got. So I'd get all these British stamps, and
Oh, cool.
so yeah, it's funny. I haven't thought about it in a long time, so it's nice to reflect on that.
I think it's the homemade stuff because people th are thinking about you. I know when I was a little kid, my that same like type of time when I was getting the parfait glasses, but I know Dad didn't have a lot of money, but Christmas
Yeah.
was always still awesome. Like he Dad one day he carved me, like must have been with a knife and a piece of wood. He carved me a rifle, like a toy rifle. It was beautiful.
Wow. Yeah.
And then one Christmas I got up and I can't imagine where he took a door, put legs on it, and then built a whole town with a train set on it. Like,
Wow.
and it was stunning, like a farm and a train station. And he carved, he made like a put like mesh and like clay over to make a tunnel, and it was and painted streets. And I mean, it was
Wow, he must have spent a
unbelievable.
long time working on that,
And that
eh?
was on a door, and I would do anything to have that today. Anything. I don't know who got
Yeah.
rid of it or when. I'm sure it's gone, but my God. I mean, I
Mm-hmm.
was, Chris, that was 50 years ago, and I remember like it was yesterday, you know.
Wow.
So,
Yeah. Yeah.
and I know we're kind of going off topic quick, and we'll get back on track to what we want to talk about. But as long as we're talking about gifts, I remember the one time I was never a kid that went around trying to find my presents. Like, I didn't want to know what to be
No,
prepared.
I didn't either. No, I wasn't sneaking a peek. No,
No, I
that
didn't.
would wreck it. That would wreck it.
So one day, I remember Dad had an office in the basement of our house on Magellan Drive, and I was looking for something. I forget what. And I remember his garbage can was under his desk, and I reached under to, I threw some garbage in a mist, and I re looked under, and there was a Millennium Falcon there
Oh
I wanted, and I
no.
saw it,
Not.
and I went
Yeah.
up and cried. I did not want to know, like,
Oh God, no.
so happy, but I was like, oh
Yeah.
no. So
Yeah.
of course Christmas morning came and I was
Yeah.
like, oh my God, I can't, like I
Yeah.
couldn't
Ah,
say it.
that's terrible.
I
Yeah.
think you're the first person I ever told that I found that. I don't think
Wow.
it's a story.
True Confessions with Sean Pauley.
I
Dad's gonna listen later and go, ah, you.
he lied. That
He
sucks.
lied. He pretended he was excited. Yeah, I don't like that either. That's not in my nature. I want it like even you know, last night, Tracy said, "Oh, do you want to open one of your presents?" I'm like, "No, not yet. Like, no, that's too early. I don't mind the Christmas Eve present, you know, and we got into that tradition." Yeah, I think while we're on it, you know, just to touch on a few traditions, like some things that happened. Like we again, so again, with the European, with the Swiss thing, Christmas Eve was always a really big night. We didn't do the presents on Christmas Eve, but that was kind of like the really important dinner. And we always decorated our tree on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Like,
You guys are
and
weird.
so, well, that was the tradition, and we would often not get our tree until Christmas Eve.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, as time went on, it was obviously a little easier to get it a few days before. So maybe the 22nd or the 23rd, but never before then. Never before then. And then we would all like,
The tree
you
lots.
know, there'd be some hors d'oeuvres, there's some things and a couple glasses of wine or whatever, and we'd all get together around whatever, 2 o'clock, and we'd decorate the tree, listening to Christmas music, singing Christmas songs, and we'd all decorate the tree.
Well, it sounds
Christmas Eve.
well. It's nice. It's nice, but that seems to not be more ready. Like We'd be frantic in this house if we didn't have the tree on the 24th. Like,
I know, I know. I mean, you talk about you put your tree up on American Thanksgiving, as far as I know, right? Like, I don't know. There's just like when you talk about that, and look, no judgment for me. For me, like when you have your tree up that long, it's like, oh, it's that. Oh, okay, there it is. Like, it's almost like you start celebrating your birthday a month before your birthday comes. By the time your birthday comes, it's like, okay, well, I guess it's my birthday. I don't know. Like, it's just.
But we have a joke in this house. I used to have a nickname Chili, and they call it Chili de Mayo because it's always a week of my birthday celebrations.
And that there's not, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't like, don't again, like, you know, if I could celebrate my birthday for a month, I probably would, but
We enjoy the tree so much, we just like looking at it. We
yeah, I get it. I
oh.
get it. So that was one of our weird traditions. The other one is that we would often have fondue for Christmas Eve dinner.
We used to do that when we were young too. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's something kind of fun about a fondue because it's very interactive,
Fondue.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
Love it.
so we would do. Now, the cheese fondue is very Swiss, of course. So it's like Appenzeller cheese. It's really like it smells really strong. It's like, and you dip bread in it. It's just bread and cheese. Like, and then you could also do some vegetables. I can't remember if we did any vegetables. It was like a bread and cheese. Like, talk about bunched up the next day. Anyway,
Deep, yeah. It's
you're dipping the bread in. It's all stringy and like, I think it's got like, it has like cherry kirsch in it, like an alcohol in it too. So even when you were young, you're like consuming this high strength cheese and alcohol
never
mix.
did a cheese fondue. We'd always do like it was oil and you dip in
Yeah, we did that too.
and stuff like that, shrimp.
Oh, and of course, like that whole thing, like with the oil. So like we would usually do it in my parents' basement when we moved to Canada. And it would be this like really like no one could move. My dad would be coming down the stairs with the hot pot of oil, like, don't, like, just don't even, like, we would all be like 40 feet back, just like give him his space. Like, so there was like this nervousness around that whole thing. But
So I would think we used to do it with my kids and my best friend and his wife and their little kids, and we'd always hear kids take a fork and play with this hot pot of oil. Like, it's ridiculous.
know, I know, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah. So that was always fun, but I liked the interactiveness. And then you had the colored forks, and you put your forks in, and then people would like knock yours off, and you'd be
Oh
like,
yeah.
like,
You'd
you
always
know,
lose your food in there and you go, for God's sakes, and
trying to find it in there. But we would roast chestnuts too. We had a roast pan, like a roasting pan, yeah, over the open fire. Yeah,
are chestnuts good?
they're delicious. You've never had chestnuts? You can do them in the oven too. Like, you just have
Water
to.
chestnuts. I've just never roasted like real chestnuts.
Yeah, you can. Of course, they're in all the stores. We have them. I baked some yesterday. We like them in our house. They're really nutty, chewy flavor. Really, yeah, they're great.
Chestnuts at the grocery store?
Oh yeah. You
Oh.
just score an X in them and throw them in the oven for 40 minutes or 375, and you're good to go.
Maybe I'm going to go look for some chestnuts today. I've never
Yeah,
done.
they're great. So we used to always roast chestnuts, and then we'd sing Christmas carols for sure. I had a, you know, I mean, I obviously I kind of, I don't know. I know it's our Christmas podcast. I want to dedicate this one to my mom.
That's nice.
Can I have a moment here? Margareta Maria Crocombe,
Yeah.
Nee Fry, her maiden name was Fry. She passed away 11 days ago peacefully. But yesterday, Silent Night came on, and I just fuck, I lost it. I was crying. And yeah, it's tricky. I mean, of course, like she was here for 81 years. She struggled at the end. I've talked about she had Parkinson's, and she went peacefully, and it was a blessing, you know. And I'd been mourning her death for a number of years now. I'm not, so there's a certain peace in that all. But of course, you know, it's Christmas, and I have all these memories, and we're talking about them. And my mom and dad used to always sing Silent Night, Holy Night in German.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really beautiful, and
Yes.
they both had nice voices. My dad was, you know, loved singing. But we would go to church every year at Christmas too. My dad was an atheist, but he just loved to sing. He would be like, there'd be all these Christians in church, and there you'd hear my dad over everybody. Like, he'd just be belting out "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" or whatever at the top of his lung. I love to sing too.
Love to sing. I can't sing. I'm
Yeah.
terrible, but I do like to sing.
We had a wonderful tradition for a number of years in Schaumburg where we were caroling with a number of people. And we got to the point, there was probably 30 of us. There were adults, kids, the whole bit. And we'd trottle around town and sing. And some places would give us like shots of Baileys and invite us in. And it was a wonderful thing. And yeah, it's a couple little things that are
Funny
great.
about church though, because I love church at Christmas time. I'm
Yeah.
not a real religious guy anymore. I went as a kid. I was brought
Yeah.
up
Yeah.
Baptist and everything, but I still to this day like church at Christmas time. It feels special at Christmas time. You know, the
Yeah.
decorations and the songs and and everyone's just in a nicer mood and everyone's so happy. And it has a feel that you can't describe in words. It's a feeling and it's a good feeling.
Yeah. There's a certain spirit, I think, like I said earlier, like there's just the spirit of kindness and generosity and yeah, I mean there's presents involved, but I think it's just the kind of coming together.
And people, and I don't, like I said, I'm not, I hope no one took it that way. I'm not political about saying Merry Christmas. I don't feel strongly one way or the other that you have to or you don't. But
Yeah.
I say Merry Christmas to people 99.9% of the time. It gets a smile on their face and they're happy to,
Yeah,
you know.
I agree. I agree. I
Now,
agree.
if I saw someone who I prejudged and I shouldn't, but I thought maybe they're not Christian, I probably would say Happy Holidays. I'm not
Me
trying to
too.
anybody.
Me too.
But you know, Christmas is funny. I was at Chapter the other day, or Indigo, whatever it is in your area. But we were looking at books, and you know, our prime minister's taken off the tax off books, so we wanted to go buy a couple books on sale. And this guy that worked at the bookstore walked by in this bright, shiny Christmas shirt. It was skin tight. He looked to be about 50, and I could tell. You know, this guy took some time putting this shirt on. Like he was proud of this shirt and he was
Yeah.
busy. Everyone was asking him questions. And I looked at him and I said, man, that is some awesome shirt. And his face lit up and he went, holy cow, thank you. Thank you. He said, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I have to pause for one second. Yeah, we were talking this week about, well, I'll be honest. You know, I like having my family around, of course, and how
Yeah.
many things have changed. So when we were kids, and I mean we, me and my wife, of course, we weren't together back then. We were kids, but we both had the same traditions where at Christmas you went visiting.
Yeah.
So we had no choice as kids. We
Yeah.
were dressed nicely, and away we would go. A couple of days before Christmas, we'd start, and we had to go to my grandparents. Well, usually my grandparents were the last stop on Christmas Eve, but
Yeah.
and then we lived out of town for a while. We had to drive to Moncton and stay at my grandparents, but we had to go to my aunts and my uncles and my cousins and my great aunts and my great grandfathers and my great grandmothers and
Yeah.
both the family. And you had to go visiting. And
Yeah.
as kids, you basically, unless there was other kids there, you sat and didn't say anything, you know,
Right.
and you got it off a little a donut or a cookie or something.
Good
And,
times. Yeah.
but it wasn't fun as a kid, but you did it and you didn't
Yeah.
argue about it. And the parents was where everyone always kind of convened at the parents' house, which was my grandparents' house, right? It seemed
Right.
one side was more stronger than the other in most families. With my family, it was my dad's family, just because they were, you know, they were more spirit. They were just nicer people. I'll be honest. I don't care. Whatever. My
Yeah.
dad.
Yeah.
But now it's not so much like that. Even 10 years ago on Christmas Eve, my house had 25 people in it. Like
Yeah.
aunts,
Yeah.
my sister, her nephews, nieces, my parents, like my friends. It was just a full house. And I would put on seafood casserole every Christmas. That was my tradition. I made a beautiful seafood casserole, which people
Yeah.
love.
Yeah.
And then just people died. People, and when some people die, some people don't come. And then it got to the point that my kids moved away. And then I was going up to Ottawa instead of them coming here. And I remember saying to my wife, I said, how did this happen? We're the parents. This
Yeah.
should come to us, you know? And
Yeah.
this year, I don't blame my oldest son. It's his first real Christmas in Halifax, his new home. So he wants to be home. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought we were having my youngest son here for dinner on Christmas Day. I thought it was a plan. It was a plan, but it got changed to yesterday because
Yeah.
you're going to her parents. And I understand everyone's got parents, everyone's got
Yeah.
stuff. But it's just my, we used to, it used to be about people at Christmas. And now this Christmas, we're going to see my son and his wife on Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day, We're going to see them in the morning over at their place for a bit. That's it. We're going to spend Christmas morning pretty much alone. We're going to spend Christmas dinner, just her and I. We're going to Steelers game and maybe a movie. And I'm okay with it. I'm not upset. I love my wife. I love being here with her, but I just can't get over how much things have changed. And
Well,
I'm not blaming everybody. I'm a bigger part of the problem. I remember a few years ago, we used to get up, we'd open all these presents we bought, and then we'd have to go to her parents' house with 25, 30 people and have dinner there. Then we'd have to drive to my parents' house and have a big dinner there. By the time we got home at evening, my kids were exhausted. They didn't get to see their toys. And I remember about 10 years ago, or maybe longer, I called it and said, "I'm not leaving my house at Christmas anymore. I'm sorry, no more." I said, "I'll see you on Christmas Eve. I'll see you on Boxing Day. I'm out." So I'm part of that problem too. Careful what you ask for.
And I think we get used to certain traditions for sure, and some of the aspects we like, and then you kind of like there's kind of you find this perfect like niche where it's like, oh, okay, this is exactly what I like. But look, I'm not gonna I'll tell you the truth. Like, again, Christmas, I found there were times for me where it was a stressful time, no doubt. I felt, there was a lot of like my dad was very he wanted things a certain way. And I'm not gonna lie, when he passed away, there was a bit of relief. It was like, okay, well, we can just do our own thing now. All of a sudden there was that. And we've had Christmases for sure that were busy like that. I was thinking about it this week. Like, I remember going to my first wife's mom. She lived in the city, and we're driving home in a ridiculous snowstorm. And I'm just like, we're risking our lives to like at times to do this. So there was that, but then also like during the pandemic, we had a Christmas day at my ex-wife's brother's place. It was outdoors. We had a bonfire. It was like a scene from like a Roots commercial. Like, we were at a bonfire and we're drinking cider, and it was really great too. And going back to like you talked a bit about church, like there were times where we would go to church, which really it sucked. It was like 11 o'clock on Christmas morning. You're like, oh my God. And then there were other times where you would go to like midnight mass, and it was like, no, I just want to go to bed. I don't want to go to midnight mass. Like, but then,
I
yeah,
just wanted to come.
exactly. But then again, like as I got older, I was in the choir for a bit, and you talk about church. We did this lessons and carols where everyone would be holding a candle in church, and we sang. It was beautiful, and I loved it. But yeah, things, they definitely change. And I think one of the days that I always really, really look forward to, and this is this real weird thing that some people do, I look forward to Boxing Day, because Boxing Day was the day where Christmas Eve was over, Christmas Day was over. Now Boxing Day was like literally like full on pajama day. Like, I was not even thinking about leaving the house. I was like, it's movies, it's maybe reading some of the books that I got or whatever, or eating chocolates and eating leftover turkey.
Looking
And
at your presents again, remembering what you got.
And yet some people decide that they want to get in their car and go to the craziest shopping day of the year. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Like, I can't even.
Nope, not in a million years.
So like so crazy.
I don't get it. And you see people fighting for that stuff, and
Oh my God.
doing
Nuts.
people that enjoy it,
I know.
each their own, I guess. But I'm with you. Boxing Day was always.
Was like, this is total decompression day.
And we always made sure you got new pajamas and new socks, and you put those on and you'd be comfy and cozy. And it was a nice time, man. And
Oh, I loved it.
my wife a lot, so it's nice that I can count on her being here for a few days, you know?
I remember a friend of ours, he and his family would go to the movies on Boxing Day, and they wouldn't just watch a movie. They would go to like a 1 o'clock movie, and then they'd come out, and then they'd see what else. Then they'd go to another movie. They would sometimes go to like three movies in a row, and I was like, I mean, that seems crazy to me, but like everybody's got their own stuff. But
Three
I
movies.
don't know.
I did that once, not at Christmas. I'm digressing, but I went to my dad took me and two buddies, the three Star Wars movies, the original ones, Star Wars: Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi, and it was awesome. It was.
Nice.
But you know what? Christmas, I'm not going to get sad, but well, I'm going to get a little sad. But you know, because we're the chivalrous guys, we're talking about all aspects of mental health, and Christmas isn't good for everybody. It's not a good
No.
a lot of people.
No, it is. it's very important that we touch on this because it can be an incredibly lonely time for a lot of people. Again, you're talking about family, you're talking about separation from family. Everybody thinks, oh, Christmas, let's all get together with the family. Some people, they don't have a family, or they're displaced, they're living somewhere else, they're not with their, it can be an incredibly lonely time. And we touched on stress. There's a lot of stress around it. There's financial pressure, there's substance abuse. We know, like, it's a big time for drinking. Like, it's like all under this guise of, oh, we're celebrating, let's start drinking, let's start drinking. And people,
And for
inevitably overdo it.
people that are fighting their alcoholism, I mean, it can be tough because everyone's drinking and it's a festive
Lot
and you're trying
of
to.
triggers. Yeah, I don't know the statistics, but I'm almost certain it's one of the highest times for domestic abuse, domestic violence. Like,
Absolutely. And
so yeah, I mean,
my dad was always hungover on Christmas. And dad didn't ruin Christmas mornings, many of them, but he would always. We'd be waiting and he'd be getting up and he'd have to have his coffee because I know he was it, I didn't know it at the time, but I know now he was hungover. He was blitzed the night before to try to get going, and it just, it kind of had to be on dad's schedule and we'd just be waiting for him. But it's, and I remember even for myself when I was an opiate addict, as everyone knows, for a long time. And I remember a lot of Christmases where I would get up and I wouldn't have enough of my pills, and it was ruined for me.
Oh my God, I can't imagine, man. I remember it was like one of the few days of the year where it was like a free pass to like have Baileys in your coffee in the morning. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna, like, and my partner would probably have like a little bit of Baileys, and I meanwhile I'm like, it's like, 10:30, and I'm still, and then it's like, oh, well, we could probably have some like champagne and orange juice. And it's like, oh boy, like, I don't miss that. I mean, it's like, wow.
No, we have the only time we drink every year is we split a bottle of champagne on New Year's Eve to bring it in, and then whatever's left we put a little bit in orange juice the next morning. I have like one mimosa, and that's our, we're wild, I know, but that's our drink.
You're wild and crazy guys.
And it's the good stuff. It's that it's the $6 baby Canadian, the
Oh yeah. That's the real that I think that you that's not champagne, that's sparkling wine.
We call it baby Canadian. The I think this year we went a little up. Shonda found some Del Secchio Kim Garford or something, I don't know, but that's our drinking for the year.
Prosecco.
I look Prosecco, thank you. I
Yeah.
look at the booze
Well,
and
good for you. Yeah, it's a big part of it, and it was a big part of our Christmases for sure.
I like eggnog. Some people don't. I'm a
I
big
like eggnog too.
I like We have the moose mugs from Christmas vacation, so I like to put
Yeah,
eggnog
yeah.
and drink it with, or
But
the
again, eggnog became a medium for booze. Like, you put rum in it. It was always rum and eggnog. Yeah.
I don't, but yeah, that's what people do with
Yeah.
everything's a medium for booze. I mean, it's booze.
Can be. Yeah.
I'm not a drinker, so I don't understand that part of it, but I get it. A lot of people. I can't imagine. It made me think about it when I was talking what I just talked about with you, how there's just not the people around like it used to be. You reap what you sow, and you got to be careful that you don't take so many stands in life and drive so many people away from you that you end up alone. I'm sorry, but it scares me to death, man. And I know you know what it's I'm talking about. I have my wife of 35 years. I don't feel like she's going to leave me. We're pretty tight, but I think like I'm like one fuck up away. If I lost my wife at Christmas time, my kids would be with her and I would be by myself. Like
Yeah.
I don't want to be by myself at Christmas time. I don't want to be
No.
by myself, period.
No.
Christmas time.
No.
Thank God for my wife. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Honestly, I think everybody should could watch A Christmas Carol tonight or whenever. It's a classic. It's the classic tale of Ebenezer Scrooge. He's all he cares about is money. He's lost everything, and the three ghosts come to visit him, and he has a realization that's not about money. It's not, it's not gonna fulfill things for you. And it's about family, it's about giving, it's about caring. We watched the modern version with Jim Carrey. I
Yeah,
don't know,
it's
have you
scary.
seen it? It's scary, man. It's like a,
I took
it's
my
a P
that. It was scary as shit.
the PG movie. Like, any kid under 12 should not watch that movie.
I know. I took them. It was scary.
Watch the original one,
I do not.
Alistair Sim.
I like the one with Bill Murray, Scrooged.
I should watch that. I don't think I've seen that one in a while. That's a good one. Yeah, maybe that's the transitionary one. There's the original.
Yeah, and this is Bill Murray, and he is, it's hilarious.
And it's such a great story. I don't know, like
I like the movie. I like the
Charles Dickens
movie too. One of the
writes that book, whatever, 150 years ago, and it stands the test of time. It's like, it's
It's
so true.
we watch son and mine's favorite. It's been a tradition for years. We always watch the Muppets Christmas Carol and
Okay.
Muppets and Michael Caine of all the funny things, but we love it.
Weird. I haven't seen it. I'm sure I have seen it, but I don't remember it.
Oh, my son just always loved it. So listen, I'm gonna pause again for a few minutes, okay?
Well, I should wrap soon, though, but anyway.
So, you were talking about how you always brought your tree up on Christmas Eve or put it up. Well, mine, because it just wasn't our style. Even when I was a kid, we'd put it up like on the 15th. We always had a real tree. I was a believer in real trees, had to be a real tree. So when I was in high school, doesn't matter what grade, but high school, just starting in high school, I remember my dad decided he wanted to move out to the country, about a half an hour outside of town. We were city kids. He decided he wanted to be a country guy, out by his friend at the time. So he bought this piece of land and he said, "Don't worry, Sean." He said, "I know you just started high school. I lived in the best neighborhood in the world. My friends were everywhere. Girls were everywhere. I was going to take a drive to school with my sister. She was still in grade 12. I was in grade 10." He said, I won't do that to you." He said, "But when you're done high school, we're going to move to the country. If you're us, whatever." I said, "Okay." Well, in dad fashion, about a month later, the house was up for sale, and he sold the house, and he started building a house, and it went badly. He started with a contractor, then a guy, one of our customers who was also a guy that built a lot of buildings. He said, "Oh, Bob, I'll build that for you. Fire those guys." So dad fired him. But then it was a big mess because the guys he fired were the guys that knew the other guys, and they were all pissed off. They got fired. Nobody wanted to work on the house, and it just started slowing down, slowing down. So, it's another story, but I lived at the cottage. I lived at my grandmother's. I lived at my best friend's. We were like nomads. We lived at this old shithole my uncle owned out in the country. Just me and mom, because dad was always away. Dad was never around. So it was just me and mom. And I could talk about that nightmare for a long time. But regardless, we were supposed to move in June. We moved in December 23rd. So we have this brand new salt box house. 23rd, we get our furniture in. And dad says, "Well, we need a tree." So we go out. Dad had bought 18 acres. So me, my sister, my dad, my mom, my uncle Ed, my cousin Celine was there, a couple other people. We go out looking for a tree. So we don't go like 100 yards from the house. We go about a mile and a half into the woods looking for it. And it was just like Christmas vacation. I'm not kidding. It was like, hallelujah, there's the Pauly family Christmas tree. Okay. We cut this thing down. We got a tall one because the salt box house has a high ceiling, right? Half of it goes way up. It was just beams across it. So it was so heavy. I remember me and my now brother-in-law, Warren, we were pulling it with that. My uncle Ed was supposed to be helping. At one point, he was just holding the tree and we were dragging him by his feet. He was just, like we're pulling this tree. Took, I don't know how many hours to get it back to the house. I'm 6'6". It was double my height at least. Like we had these fans up in the rafters, like ceiling fans. The top of the tree was into the fans, and we tied it to the fans. And there's a picture of my cousin Celine there, and it's three times her height, this fucking tree. And I remember Dad and me were in our bare feet wrestling with it, trying. And there was so much snow coming off of the brand new hardwood floors were drenched, and we were struggling with kept falling, trying to get this tree put up, and then tried to decorate it. It was an absolute nightmare.
Long
Like,
shot.
it's about killed ourselves. We dented the walls. We hit a window. We scratched the floors. There was no base like enough to hold this tree. Like it was ridiculous. But we have some pictures that people have to see to believe, because it was just like Christmas vacation. I don't know what we had Uncle Eddie with us. It was insane. My gosh, I wish people could have been with us. But I don't know if it was just the stupidity of city people moving to the country. Like, oh yeah, like we didn't think anything through. Like, could have grabbed a tree anywhere close by, a tree with reason, but no, we had to have this big stupid tree. It should
Yeah.
never. Luckily, we had two big French doors to get in the house, or it never would have gone in. And of course, my mom was not into any of this. She didn't want to move to the country. She didn't want a big tree. She didn't want any of it, you know.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun.
It's yeah, I mean it's I think it's kind of speaks to the fact that you go to great lengths to kind of make everything sort of like this idyllic, iconic, perfect Christmas.
Yep.
And I don't know. And sometimes for what, I guess, I don't know. I mean, it's a good memory, obviously, or an interesting, funny memory. I mean, we have similar ones. So I remember one year we got to the house, me and my brother, and my mom had picked out this tree, and it was hideous. It was hideous. And I was like,
Charlie
oh
Brown
my
Christmas.
God, my, yeah. I don't even want to tell you what we did. I can't. I can't even. We went to a golf course close by, trust me, and took one of their trees. Like,
Oh my
literally.
God.
Yeah, not
Wow.
good. And I'm gonna tell you right now, 100% there was alcohol involved, because part of the stuff that we did was like, yeah, me and Dad and Dave, we would all like we'd go to the various bars, we'd go and, you know, cup of Christmas cheer here, three, four bars later, next thing you know, you're driving home, you're driving, it's like you're half in the bag, it's 3 o'clock in
Course.
the afternoon, like
Oh, buddy, that's how much things have changed. Dad, when I talked about the visiting 2 days,
yeah.
Dad drank at every stop.
Of course.
He was driving the whole way, like,
Of course.
and had a beer on the road as he went. Like, it was drinking and driving and
Of course.
smoking. Dad smoked in the car, drank in the car.
Yeah.
It was par
Yeah.
for the course, and half the city was doing the same thing.
Yeah, and of course when ride programs first started, all the ride programs were at the holidays.
Yes.
There's no ride programs in June. They were all at the holidays because it was completely known that people were literally going from place to place drinking. It was just like total commonplace. But yeah, I mean, I think we touched on a lot of things today, which is great. A lot of, you know, our own personal stories, and you know, everyone has their own positive and negative associations with Christmas. You know, hopefully you can kind of draw on the positive ones, and you know, we movies, because we've been going through the whole movie thing. Like, it's just like, you know, all these ones like Love Actually, and then what did we watch the other night? And I'm like, oh, we watched Trading Places.
Of course, of course.
I didn't even really associate that as a
I
Christmas
do.
movie, but it's totally a Christmas movie.
Die Hard, always watch
Die
it.
Hard is one. Well, Die Hard 1 has become very popular, but Trading Places totally takes place in the holidays. And it is just a class. Like, there's some stuff in it now. I mean, it's obviously a movie from the 80s that you're just like, oh boy.
Oh, but Jamie Lee Curtis was smoking hot back then.
Oh God. But the Dukes, oh, like
Oh, Mortimer.
the racism in it. Oh my God. It's embarrassing. But
They couldn't
anyway, I
make
digress.
now, but
But
it's but I agree.
Lord, yeah. Well,
Don't know
Lord of the Rings is coming up for us. We always, you know, we often watch Lord of the Rings.
why, because we always saw it at Christmas during
Yeah.
Christmas holidays. The new Lord of the Rings always came out, and we would go between Christmas and New Year's and see Lord.
Well, and we talk about, like, there are other movies, of course, when you only had TV, like the movies would only come on at certain times of year. Like, I'm pretty sure The Wizard of Oz was always like close to Christmas, right?
Like Ten Commandments was always at Easter.
Ten Commandments. I don't even know that I've ever watched sat through that whole thing, but
Oh,
we
exactly.
watched the Charlie Brown Christmas, but it is 100% about, like, it is totally about how we've lost the Christmas spirit with all like the buying and the materialism. It is absolutely about that. Like, Charlie Brown is like, I don't understand, and then Snoopy wins the contest for the decorating thing in the whole bit, and Charlie Brown is totally busted up because he's like, this isn't what about Christmas is about.
I know. And line is the speech about the star in Bethlehem and
Charles Schulz is way ahead of his time in the 70s when he wrote that about materialism and Christmas. But
but there's certain, you know, like Christmas time, we always have to watch Charlie Brown, the Grinch, the original
yeah,
Grinch.
the Grinch,
We
again,
like
great message, right?
the Red Nose, we always watch the old Rudolph and like those
Frosty the Snowman, yeah.
movable puppets, you know, those the,
Yeah.
and but as far as our favorites, we try to do the favorite list, and our favorite Christmas movie is Christmas Vacation. It just is. We love
Yeah.
and second with us, me and Sean, is Love Actually. We
Yeah.
always watch that.
Yeah.
And Elf is high.
Elf, of course, yeah. I mean, we were talking about, we watched Elf, and it's like that movie must have been written for Will Ferrell. Like, I don't, like, who else could have even done it? It's
Yeah.
like,
But I mean, what a cast. James Caan. I mean, oh, I love James
yeah.
Caan. We did
Yeah.
Chanel and
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, then there's other ones I like. Like I like the Christmas Chronicles. I think Kurt Russell does a great job as Santa Claus. Shonda likes the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I was never as big on that, but she likes it.
We watched that. That's not bad. I like that one.
Home Alone, I like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I used to watch Lethal Weapon as a Christmas movie, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas. It was a Christmas time. And he fights these guys in a Christmas tree lot.
Yeah.
Oh, Mel Gibson's fallen out of favor, but that was before he'd done that, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's certain things that just sometimes we feel bad we can't get all the Christmas movies in at Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Or
We
you fall asleep.
so a couple new classics. Noel. You ever watch Noel?
I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe. Good.
Great
All
movie.
right.
It's brand new. And there's a new one with Eddie Murphy that came out last year that we really enjoyed too.
All right.
Oh, Candy Cane, I think it's called Candy Cane Lane or something.
Okay.
But you know, I make a, I don't know if I ever sent it to you, but I have a Christmas list on Spotify. I always share that with my friends. This, you
I
know.
do a lot of the old classics. I gotta be honest. I have a soft spot for like Bing Crosby and like that's just like I don't know.
Mine's a mix of old and well, it's all
Yeah, there's some modern classics, of course. I've been listening like I Michael Bublé. Like I just think he's great. Yeah.
really good too is the guy Seth MacFarlane from South Park.
Yeah.
He's got
Yeah.
an album
Yeah.
out. But my favorite Christmas song of all time is Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Wow.
That one song they sing, I
I
believe.
don't know it. I don't know it.
My, they said it would snow at Christmas. You don't know that song?
Okay. No.
That tape.
I'll have to check it out.
Favorite Christmas song always makes me cry. I love it. But anyway,
Yeah.
I think we'll wrap.
Yeah.
Listen, this
Summarize.
wasn't anything too deep, but it was. It's. It, I just wanted to let everyone know we were thinking about them at Christmas, and I miss family that are here and the ones that aren't here. Like, you know, I miss, you said your mom. I miss my mom for 20 Christmases in a row.
Yeah.
But mine good. I have good memories of mom at Christmas, not fantastic. Mom wasn't a big Christmas fan.
Yeah.
Mom wasn't a big crowd fan. Like, she didn't like big family gatherings. I'm not mad at her. I like, it was fine having her immediate family, but she didn't want a lot of company in that. But I have good memories of her at Christmas. I miss her, but it's not like my real special ones are more like with my grandmom and then ones I made. I mean, I remember one year literally not paying the mortgage or the truck so I could buy the kids Tickle Me Elmos and a Nintendo 64. And
Right, talk about priorities, eh?
didn't pay the bills, but you know what? My kids were some happy opening those.
Well, you survived it all, so that's good. Yeah, look, my mom always like she got everything together. God rest her soul. She did all the cooking and all everything. And my dad was always like, he thrive. He loved to go out on Christmas Eve. He would go shopping. He would do all the shopping on Christmas Eve day. Chaos, like I'm chaos, and we would get presents as sort of adults that I was just like, what on earth? Like, what are you thinking? Like,
It
one of
was.
his favorite store was like the Bombay Company. Do you remember the Bombay Company?
Gosh, I can't imagine what you got.
Oh, we got like this one year. We got like these 3 foot Christmas crackers, like the wooden puppet, and I'm like, I am never gonna use that, never in my life, and. But it was just like he loved the spirit of it. He got out and he just did it. And yeah, look, I love Christmas, and of course I think of course this is going to be sad with my mom not here, but she's always with me. And a couple people said that to me, like your mom, she's always with you at the end of the day, and in spirit, and in your heart. And to me, even like just talking today and talking with you, like. Again, buying presents, getting presents, it's all good because it's charitable and it's loving and it's just about it's about peace on earth and goodwill toward men and women and everyone. And it's like we watched A Christmas Carol and we don't have to finish with this, but the line at the very end, it's Tiny Tim and he just says, God bless us all, everyone. And it's beautiful, man. It's like
It
that's what it's all about.
is. It's and it always makes me cry when I see that. It's, I don't know. Hard to believe how, like you said, how old that story is, but how much it touches home. So
It does for sure.
I'm going to play the my favorite Christmas song as we go out. I don't
All
know.
right, man.
Sometimes they make me stop playing it on the when they get the hold of but
We'll roll the dice.
I probably won't be able to hear it because I can't hear it, but I think you'll hear it.
That's great.
Anyway, you and Tracy have a great Christmas, and
Thank you. You too. We'll talk. We'll talk over the holidays for sure.
I'm glad we got to do this, and
Yeah, me too, man. Merry Christmas to everyone in your family. Love you.
love you too.
It's been a good year, right? We've gotten some stuff done. What is this, like our 22nd podcast, and we're
5th or 26th, I think.
Fifth would be good.
I'm
It
gonna
was.
miss. Wouldn't that be cool? I'm missing. Last thing I wanted to mention though is I am missing my girl, my Ava, this year. I lost my daughter.
Course. Yeah, of course.
Open presents herself, and she was fun, but it's different
Yeah.
with her. But all right, love you.
He's always with you, brother.
All right, you too.
Yeah. Can you hear it? Okay.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth.
Merry
That's
Christmas.
beautiful. Okay, brother. Love you, man.